Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Roger Severson, and joining me in studio today is Michael O'Malley. He is the general manager with Petarli Roofing, and welcome.
Thank you, sir. Always nice to be here.
Thank you. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about Petarli Roofing's background? We hear that you're one of our sponsors. Ken Moon endorses you from around the house. And just tell us a little bit more about Petarli Roofing.
Sure. Well, let me start with saying that in a hail season, there can be up to 750 different roofing companies flooding the Colorado Springs market, which is incredible. Now, of those 750 companies, we are in the top 10%. Part of that is just because we stay in the Springs. We don't chase hail. We don't run around. We love the Springs. It's our home. And so we take pride in what we do. You know, we bump into you guys in the supermarkets. We coach your kids' soccer teams. We're part of the community, and we're proud to be here.
And you guys have been around for a long time.
Yes, sir. The owner's been roofing for 40 years. I have about 40 years of life in me, and he's been roofing longer than that, so...
And everything we've heard about Petarli Roofing has been very positive, and so we are glad to have you here today. You know, most people don't think about their roof during the winter time, you know, because most of roofs are put on in the summertime. But what should we look for from these heavy snowstorms that we get during the late winter and early spring?
Sure. Well, anytime snow is going to sit on your roof, you're going to get different leaks than you would in heavier rains. Just water moves differently when it's frozen and starts to thaw. You get a lot. I would just take a look up every now and then. You know, we take our ceilings and our roofs for granted when they're working well, but take a look up and see if there's bubbling around any of the drywall, any of the seams. And if there is, it's probably good to get a roofer. Now, don't be upset if we don't get on the roof when there's snow on it, because we value our lives as well, but we'll do our best as soon as we can.
Is there things that people can do to help the situation, maybe, you know, like free up the gutters or something to help as the snow melts to kind of get that off?
Sure. Anytime you've got gutters that are free and clear of any kind of debris, it helps the snow to move a little bit better. And if you notice some ice damming, we could always come out and install heat tape to help move that water or the ice, keep it free and clear from those eaves. But
yes, you know, we've had so much snow in February. This has been a very interesting month. And you guys, I'm sure, keep busy with, people who have these sorts of problems. They can just give you a call if they notice this, and you guys come out and do your best to take care of it on the spot.
Absolutely. Not a lot of companies want to deal with repairs. They want to deal with major re-roofs. But we feel like every customer's problem we can take on. We try to think that your home is your sanctuary, and when there's water coming in, it's not a very quiet, restful place. And so we do our best to get up on there as soon as possible and take care of even your smallest need.
And people sometimes get into a panic if they see the drywall on the ceiling starting to, you know, turn different colors. A lot of times people don't know exactly what to do, so just give you a call. You guys are the experts.
Absolutely. And we'll do those inspections for free. There's no cost for us to come out there.
And that's always a great thing. Now, the housing market is extremely hot right now. Houses are selling very quickly. With that, a lot of times people don't do the due diligence to actually find out whether their roof is in good shape or not for the house they're purchasing. What are some of the things that people should do to make sure that the home they're purchasing has a good roof on it? What are some of the signs that they should watch for?
Sure. You know, I always recommend that a reputable roofer, whether it's us or one of the other top 10% of the people in town, come out and actually inspect your roof. We'll do it again for free. And a lot of times the home inspectors aren't very aware of what hail damage looks like. And that's one of the biggest stings here in the Springs is hail. And so... one of my neighbors actually just sold a house, and I know that the house was hail damaged. And so the new buyer is taking possession of an already damaged roof. And sometimes they won't be able to get insurance until they replace that roof, which puts them out of pocket significantly. So it doesn't take any money out of your pocket as a new homeowner for us to come out, or a buyer for us to come out and inspect that roof. And I always recommend it.
And you guys work with all insurance companies or most of the major
insurance
companies?
Yeah, some are easier than others, but we work with all of them, yes, sir.
And one of the things that I remember that when I bought my home many years ago, it had had three layers of shingles on it. And they said that was the maximum that could be on there. And when I replaced my roof, that they were going to have to take all of that off. Is that still the situation?
Yeah, code currently says that you have to go down to the decking on any re-roof. So any layer of shingle, whether it's one or three, you're going to have to go down to the decking now. And insurance knows the code. If not, we'll educate them on that and we'll let them know, but insurance should cover that. And one of those things is for any homeowner out there, they should look at their current insurance policy and make sure that they have what's called a code upgradable policy so that as the code changes, if you have to re-roof, that code or insurance covers the cost of that code change.
And that's very interesting because I know that things are always changing. Has there been anything else recently, whether it's statewide or city or countywide, that people should know or look for or talk to their insurance company about before the damage happens?
Oh, sure. You know, one of the things that we like to do is we like to come out and take pictures of your roof and document it. That way, there's no argument with insurance as to whether the damage was from hail or not. So as far as protecting yourself from insurance not wanting to cover that roof, we come out and we do that inspection and we can take pictures and document all of that for you, again, at no charge. It's just part of our inspection process. But the other things that you'll see that code has changed on is a drip edge going all the way around the house, which wasn't always required, but it could be a hefty cost out of pocket if your insurance policy hasn't come up to date.
And how long ago was that change made?
Oh, I'd say within the last 2 years.
So if people haven't had a good look at their insurance policy, it might be a good time to meet with their agent and try
Absolutely.
To find out if they're meeting that requirement, because those surprises, people always then get angry about it, like, you know,
yeah.
But just have to follow what they say.
It's absolutely true. And with hail season around the corner, this is the key time to take a look at those things. The other thing that I would say is if you have a metal roof, look for what's called a marring policy or an aesthetic policy, to where if you get hit by hail and it doesn't, insurance company thinks that it's only aesthetic, they won't replace that roof even though it's been damaged. So metal roofs are a little bit of a different bugger. So I would take a look at that with your insurance company as well.
Now, are there restrictions in, I think they call it the wildlife-urban interface, where you're maybe up against the national forest or something? Are there some requirements that people need to know about the type of roof they can put on in those areas?
Well, in some of those areas, one of the main things is that insurance is pulling the coverage on any wood shake roof because of fire mitigations. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been here through the Waldo Canyon fire and through the Black Forest fire, and the threat is real. And so getting shake off of your house is a big deal. And that's something that we really do a great job on assisting customers in that process of updating the roof and making it a little bit less of a fire hazard for them and their neighbors.
You know, that used to be a big deal, those wood shingles, but you don't see them so much anymore, especially in fire-prone areas.
That's exactly right.
Didn't make much sense while they're baking in the sun up there.
Yeah.
They get kind of...
Well, on the West Coast, you know, where it's humid and those shake don't dry off, it's not as much of a problem, but here it's so dry.
Yeah.
And the sun, like you said, just bakes it.
We're getting pretty close to wrapping up here. Is there anything else you want to add about? One of the questions that I just remembered was, I imagine the wait times aren't so great right now because last year wasn't a big hail season.
Right. Yeah. There's no, right now we can generally get to you within a week of any, repair or inspection, probably about 48 hours for an inspection. And so that's not a big deal, but keep in mind that when hail season comes, those wait times start to push a little bit more, not only because of our busyness, but the busyness of manufacturers and the distributors locally.
And Michael, how do people get a hold of you guys?
Well, they can reach us at the office at 719-375-8773. That's 719-375-8773. Or find us online at petraliroofing.com. That's P-E-T-R-A-L-I roofing.com.
And anything else you want to add in closing?
No, just what a privilege and honor it is to serve the wonderful people of Colorado Springs.
Yeah, they're good people here, and we're glad you're part of the community and not one of the flyby nights that we happen to see moving through all the time. We've been speaking with Michael O'Malley. He's the general manager at Petrolli Roofing, and thank you for joining us today in the Business Connection studios. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Roger Severson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM.